What's your favorite hymn? We're going to produce a CD of Issues Etc. listeners' favorite hymns. Just send the title of your favorite hymn by Monday, May 21st to lynn@issuesetc.org. lynn@issuesetc.org. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. The things that begin on the West Coast eventually find their way, for good or for ill, to the rest of the country. It works in politics. It works in public policy. If you see something happening today in California, you might have to wait, well, 5-10 years, but sooner or later, it will probably come to wherever in the United States you live, too. Even the bad ideas, the really bad ideas. And it turns out that when it comes to math scores and results in the state of California, they have had some really, really bad ideas, at least by the numbers. Joining us to talk about California's Common Core math results on this Wednesday afternoon, Joy Pullman, managing editor of The Federalist, author of the book The Education Invasion, and a recent column for The Federalist titled New Data Show California Kids' Math Achievement Took a Nosedive After Common Core. Joy, welcome back.
Hi, thank you.
What were California's math results like before the advent of Common Core?
Well, in 1997, California started on a really long path of dramatically improving its math curriculum requirements to be one of the top three in the nation, so that by 2014, California was the leading state in the country that had the most number of eighth graders enrolled in algebra. And that is a really important benchmark, because the earlier you get to algebra, the more likely you are to make it to more advanced math in high school. That sets you up really perfectly for a math or sciences career in college. This is what the best, highest achieving nations across the world do, with the majority of their kids putting them in eighth grade algebra. And that's actually not the default in the United States. Most American kids get algebra, and they have for a long time, in ninth grade or even later. So it was a big overhaul that California did this, and a really big achievement that it really managed that across the board with all students from all demographic backgrounds. And then when Common Core went into place, however, that very same year, I mean, if you just look at the chart, it tumbled. It went right back to where it had been before it spent 20 years improving math education for kids.
So it's been Common Core has been, in a word, a disaster for math scores in California.
Yes, I mean, I think disaster is a really accurate description. Yeah, because it was like that 20 years of steady improvement never happened.
Why did Common Core have this result in California? What about the way Common Core has teachers teaching math to our young people in the public schools was going to, I mean, some people would say they saw this coming.
Well, yeah, that's actually true. I mean, well, there's lots of reasons for that. But I mean, one of them that I would highlight is one of the things that was really important for Common Core supporters was to give the same thing to every single child. And look, we have 3.2 million teachers in the United States. You are not going to change their teaching methods overnight. You know, we have 50 million K-12 kids in the United States. You are not going to dramatically improve their instruction and their capabilities overnight. That's something that takes a really long, sustained amount of time. So instead of actually putting forth the work over time to make that kind of a big cultural change necessary to really help teachers and kids move their game forward, Common Core creators went for the quick fix. And what that basically was is redefining achievement to much, much lower statuses. So instead of actually bringing kids up to what is a genuine college preparedness level, what they basically said is that Common Core is going to get all kids ready for college, but that readiness for college is defined as basically, you know, community college level at best by the time they're done with high school. So basically, you know, that was a kind of a sleight of hand perpetrated on the kids of the country that happened with Common Core. But there's also some problems, you know, with the things that Common Core actually has teachers doing with kids in their math classes. Common Core recycles a lot of, you know, things that we've tried in math education before and have found really damage kids. That's known under a lot of different words: fuzzy math, constructivism, kind of process-based learning. But the basic idea is the downplay memorization of core techniques, really getting the basic functions by heart, and then systematically building on that, you know, as kids get older and go through their subsequent math classes, Common Core instead really has kids spending a lot of time on what they call real-world application, trying to have kids think, you know, think like a mathematician is, you know, the way that they sell it. But really what ends up happening is that kids are kind of stuck doing the same rote things over and over, drawing lots of dots, drawing, you know, lots of boxes, using manipulatives, while they're sacrificing time they should be spending getting really good at subtraction, addition, multiplication, division, and then moving on to the more complicated concepts after mastering that at an early age.
We were talking earlier about algebra. It is a part of mathematics that simply, it's not always intuitive. And you can't use manipulatives to solve for X. It's almost impossible to do. And it does have real-world applications, amazing real-world applications, but they are not readily apparent. But one thing you have to do in order to do algebra is memorize things like the order of functions and things like that. You have to memorize a certain number of formulae, too, in order to be able to do
this. And you have to practice it over and over again to be sure that you're doing it accurately every single time, right? Because you're not good at math, right? If you have, I don't even know, a 10% error rate is really a big deal. So math is kind of like piano, you know, it requires a lot of daily constant practice on very small things that slowly build on each other. And, you know, over that time, they ultimately, if you do it right, they'll achieve a really great effect. You know, you'll have a child who can do math extremely well, and it feels really good because he's competent at it. You know, he's learned how to do it. He doesn't feel like a dummy. And that's really important, you know, in helping kids move along. So instead, if you have kids really frustrated doing things that are really too far over their heads and not appropriate for their level, you're depriving them of really the joy of practicing and getting things right at the basic things that they should be mastering before they can move on.
It's one thing to look at the numbers, just the kind of the data that comes out of a state like California after Common Core has done its work in the math classroom. It's another thing to think about it in terms of students that are less ready than their predecessors to go on and learn more.
Yeah. One thing I was just thinking about as you're mentioning this is it's really important for people to know that one of the things that Common Core did was explicitly move the algebra instruction into ninth grade. So we can really attribute exactly what happened in California with it. It has a direct line to Common Core. It's not, you know, it's a very clear link that it's directly related. And so we have the majority of kids in this country getting that kind of instruction. And you know, the studies are yet to be done on them, but it's a pretty good bet that the results would be about the same, you know. And that is really, it's a really terrible and sad thing to think that kids for another generation are going to be shorted out of a really good math education that we know how to give them, that they could be given. They could have that joy of achievement, and they are not going to be having it for another decade or two because of, you know, some people with a grand idea that they didn't try out before they forced everybody into it.
Can you tell us if it's even possible within this next decade or so to go back to, well, kind of the old way of doing math where kids actually did get into higher math by the time they were done with high school to, in essence, roll back Common Core? Or are we just going to have to wait till it passes through the system?
I would like to be able to say, give you an optimistic answer, but I actually am not very optimistic because I spent a lot of time reporting on Common Core and, you know, I've written a book about it. And as part of that, I researched kind of the history of how this sort of thing happens. And basically, Common Core has been happening a similar sort of thing under a different name. This sort of thing has been happening, you know, since about 1900. So people will come in with the same old bad ideas of, you know, that don't help kids learn math, and they call it some new name. And there's a great flurry of activity to put it into place. It fails the kids, and then everyone, you know, moves on until we forget about what happened, and then they come back again and present the same thing under a new name. I know that sounds crazy, but that is literally, you know, what has happened over the past century in the United States math education. So I think that it's most likely that that is going to happen again with Common Core. You know, we're going to spend, you know, a couple of years in the wilderness until everybody forgets about what happened, and then it's going to come back under a new name because math education is not going to have improved. Kids are going to be doing poorly, and then people are going to say, wow, we need to do something about this. And the answers they're likely to seize on are the ones that, you know, again, we failed to present and help the ones that we've seen fail kids before. So I really think, you know, I've decided my personal answer is that parents and individuals need to take that into their own hands and not, you know, consign their kids to systems that keep failing them over, that have a very track record of failure rather than of success. And I think what people who really care about their own kids or, you know, American kids getting a good math education or just education in general, it's time for us to be, you know, making sure that our own children are getting that through whatever avenues we can find or create for them, and as well as, you know, trying to make and create ways for American children in general to be getting something better than what the failed system keeps offering them.
Joy Pullman is managing editor of The Federalist. She's author of the book, The Education Invasion, and a recent column for The Federalist titled New Data Show, California's Kids' Math Achievement Took a Nosedive After Common Core. You can read it and purchase Education Invasion at issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Joy, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Tomorrow on Issues Etc., it's our weekly media coverage of religion segment. Terry Mattingly will be our guest. You still have 5 days left to submit your vote for your favorite hymn. We're just asking our listeners to tell us what their favorite hymn is. All you need to do is send the title of your favorite hymn to lynn@issuesetc.org. We're going to produce a CD of original choral recordings of our Issues Etc. listeners' top 10 to 12 favorite hymns. Lynn@issuesetc.org. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Do you dread going to work out? Performance Fitness in Edwardsville offers a fun, supportive, tight-knit community and environment. Visit them on the web at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. 618-692-5063 or performancefitness618.com. Performance Fitness of Edwardsville.
Do you want a church with a rockin' band and a sermon series to help you live a better life? It's not here. Bethany Evangelical Lutheran Church in Fairview Heights offers authentic, historic Christianity to a world awash in fads and entertainment, and offers forgiveness of sins to people overwhelmed with guilt and shame. Join us Sundays at 9:30 on Old Collinsville Road in Fairview Heights, Illinois, to receive the life-giving gifts of God with us. Find out more online at bethanylcms.org.